The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. November 1st was Author's Day. And we have some picks for you if you'd like to do some reading. First, we asked Helen Huang to shout out a few of her favorite writers and their work. Pick up their books as well as The Heart Principle by Helen Huang, H-O-A-N-G. Her new romance novel about a violinist who embarks on a no-strings-attached relationship only to fall in love instead. Her picks, So We Meet Again, by Suzanne Park, P-A-R-K. This is a warm and funny story about a Korean-American woman who leaves corporate America and has to move in with her parents in Tennessee. Suzanne inspires me with her thoughtfulness and amazing work ethic. Next, The Soulmate Equation, by Christina Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N. This charming book, written by two authors, is about a couple brought together by an app that pairs people based on their DNA beyond their writing. I love how Christina and Lauren actively work to uplift other authors in the romance genre. And last, Lizzie and Dante by Mary Bly. Heavy themes are perfectly balanced with wit and humor as Lizzie grapples with a devastating diagnosis, hard life choices, and a new and entirely unexpected love. I'm a longtime fan of Mary's historical romances, written under the pseudonym Eloisa James, J-A-M-E-S. Next, from Woman's Day, November, let's see, this month people grow mustaches to raise awareness and funds for men's health issues such as prostate cancer. Can't grow a stash? We say add paper ones to straws and cups to support the cause. You can shave them for years to come. And they have little felt cutouts of mustaches attached to a coffee mug here. And it's all fun and games. November 22nd to 28th is Game and Puzzle Week. Think of it as an excuse to host back-to-back game nights. Here are some fun ideas to mix in with your go-tos. First, classic mashup. These Jenga blocks are based on Monopoly places, properties, and spaces. Collect properties before the tower falls, and watch out for the go-to-jail block. This is called Monopoly Jenga, $19, and you can find it at Walmart. Next, Pretty Puzzle. This vibrant 500-piece puzzle could double as a piece of coffee table decor. It's the Garden Party Jigsaw Puzzle, $34 at riflepapercompany.com, riflepapercompany.com. And last, Group Investigation. Beloved Detective Nancy Drew has been poisoned, and it's your team's job to inspect the evidence she sent you to weed out the culprit. It's called Mystery at Magnolia Gardens, and it's a murder mystery kit. $30 available on Amazon. Next, from Real Simple, plan a potluck like a pro. Thanksgiving and group efforts go together like mashed potatoes and gravy. This guide will make your get-together run so smoothly you'll wonder why you ever cooked the whole meal yourself. First, an organizing how-to. Manage the menu. While many people find joy in the luck part of a potluck, Exhibit A, you wind up with 6 bowls of cranberry sauce. Thanksgiving requires at least a little structure, says Carla Lolly Music, author of That Sounds So Good. I'll spell her name. It is the word music, M-U-S-I-C. Decide what you'll make, then assign the rest of the menu by category. Hot sides, cold sides, desserts, and appetizers. Give guests free rein within those groupings, she says. The beauty is in the coming together. If you still crave more control, start a Google Doc where guests can note what they plan to bring to avoid overlaps. People will most likely be flattered by specific requests. If one of my guests makes an incredible apple pie or an unforgettable green bean casserole, I'll ask for that, says Elizabeth Van Leeder, author of Everyday Entertaining. I'll spell her last name, L-I-E-R-D-E. DIY wisely. Many hosts find it's easier to roast the turkey themselves, but there's no rule about whose task it is. If there are other dishes you simply must have or enjoy making, like your famous mac and cheese, then delegate the turkey. The bird needs to rest a bit when it gets out of the oven anyhow. It can do that in the back seat of your sister's car. No matter what, set out at least one pre-dinner nibble and a few beverage options in case the people responsible for bringing those are literally late to the party. Include the non-cooks. Guests who are less comfortable in the kitchen can still contribute. Ask for flowers, wine, a pie from a local bakery, or even a playlist, Van Leer suggests. And to deal with dietary restrictions, cover your bases. Music recommends slotting in a vegetarian or vegan appetizer and at least two vegetarian or vegan side dishes. This can be as simple as subbing veggie stock for chicken stock in dressing or omitting bacon from the Brussels sprouts. If you have a guest coming who has really specific dietary needs, she says, ask them to bring a dish that works for them. Farm-out platters, too. You can ask guests to bring a serving dish and utensil along with their contribution, but to be safe, have a couple of extra platters and spoons handy in case someone forgets. And for serving smarts, clean up first. Before guests arrive, clear counters to make room for dishes. Also, strive for an empty sink, dish rack, and dishwasher. And don't forget to clear a shelf or two in the fridge, if possible, so you won't be reorganizing your condiments while a guest stands awkwardly behind you, salad in hand. And time it right. While the turkey rests, reheat the sides. You typically don't have to stress about minor temperature differences. If one recipe calls for a 350-degree oven and the other for a 400-degree oven, meet in the middle at 375 and just keep an eye on things. For extra ease, music recommends asking guests to bring dishes that are tasty at room temperature, like roasted vegetables and grain salads. Potlucks call for a serve-yourself setup. To keep the line running smoothly, for buffet style, place plates at the beginning, but keep the silverware and napkins on the dining table. It can be tricky to juggle those while filling up and transporting your plate, Van Leerde says. And take a breather. Music's biggest piece of advice is to make sure that you, the host, are rested and hydrated before guests arrive. Your pregame plan should include time to take a shower, put your feet up for 10 minutes, and change your clothes. I've been stuck in prep mode when the doorbell rings, and it's not a fun feeling. From Woman's Day, turkey troubles? Your most common problems solved. It's Thanksgiving morning, and the turkey is still frozen. Do a quick defrost. Submerge the bird in a sink of cold water, changing the water every 30 minutes. FYI, a somewhat frozen turkey will cook just fine. How do I carve it? It's too hot. If the meat is still steaming, let it rest longer. The chill-out time helps the cooked bird hold on to its moisture and gives you extra minutes to make the gravy. The skin slides off when I slice it. Sharpen your knife before making any cuts. A properly honed blade creates perfect skin on slices, while a dull blade shreds the meat and can slip dangerously. The breast meat is done, but the legs aren't cooked through. This trick will prevent overcooking. Carve the bird to remove the legs, then cook them longer as you cut the breast meat and arrange it on a platter. And last, the turkey is so dry. Breast meat is hard to keep juicy because it's so lean. Place cooked slices on a platter and baste with gravy or hot broth or stock to add moisture and wow-worthy flavor. And how to Turkey Carving 101. Place your bird on a cutting board inside a rimmed baking sheet to catch the juices. After allowing it to rest, create expert cuts this way. First, remove the legs. Cut between the breast and the drumstick. cut the joint between thigh and drumstick to separate. Then remove breasts and wings, cut along the breastbone as close to the bone as possible. Cut through the wing joint to separate. Add slice and serve. Remove bones from thighs, then slice the breast and thigh meat. And they have a pro pick. A sharp set of knives is everything for perfect carving. We like Messermeister Avanta two-piece Paco Wood Colin Schliff carving set. And it's a big knife and a giant meat fork. $50 at Messermeister, and I will spell that, .com. MessermeisterMeister.com. Now, we got some after Thanksgiving tips here for you. A stain guide. Pie eaten. Plates cleared. Thanks given. It's time to survey the damage to your table linens. They can get a workout on holidays, says cleaning pro and founder of Detroit Made, Danielle Smith Parker. Here's how she treats common stains. First, food grease. Put dish soap on the stain and let it sit for 10 minutes before laundering with cold water. Repeat if there are still traces of the stain. Remember, you should always confirm a stain is completely gone before using the dryer. For pumpkin and sweet potato, scrape off any excess with a dull knife and run the fabric inside out under cold water to flush out as much of the stain as possible. Pre-treat with a laundry stain remover, then wash the fabric on hot. For cranberry sauce, rinse the stain with cool water. Add 1 tablespoon white vinegar and 1/2 teaspoon liquid laundry detergent to 1 quart of cool water. Blot the mixture on the stain with a clean cloth until the spot has disappeared. Candle wax. Scrape off what you can with a dull knife, then use a hairdryer to melt the remaining wax. This will leave an oily residue you can dab away with a cotton ball soaked in rubbing alcohol. Then launder the item as usual. Red wine. Saturate the area in white vinegar, then rub in liquid detergent. Run under hot water to lift the stain. For chocolate, remove any crumbs or hardened chocolate with a dry, clean toothbrush. Add 1 tablespoon dish soap to 2 cups warm water and apply the mixture using a microfiber cloth, gently dabbing the stain. Do not rub, which can work the stain deeper into the fabric. Repeat a few times before soaking up the solution with a clean towel. For gravy, add 1/4 teaspoon dishwashing liquid and 3 drops ammonia to 1/2 cup warm water. Using a clean cloth, press the solution into the stain. Do not rub. If the spill is on wool or silk, use club soda instead of ammonia. And for lipstick, pre-treat with liquid laundry detergent, working it in with a toothbrush. Allow the detergent to sit for at least 15 minutes, then wash the fabric on hot. If necessary, repeat before drying. And from Women's Day, on the record, in honor of Jukebox Day, which is November 24th, jukebox manufacturer AMI shares some of the most played jukebox tunes from the past 20 years. First, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. I Love This Bar, Toby Keith. Me and Bobby McGee, a classic by Janis Joplin. Sweet Home Alabama, another classic, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. From Good Housekeeping, 6 tricks to fall back to sleep fast. Middle of the night wake-ups can leave you dragging all day long. Sleep pros offer simple advice on how to soothe your mind and body so you drift back to peaceful Z's. You know how it goes. You're sleeping peacefully and your eyes flutter open. Then you see it's 3 a.m. You start going down the what if I can't get back to sleep rabbit hole. There's a name for those awakenings, sleep maintenance insomnia. Once you're awake, anxiety and frustration activate dopamine, norepinephrine, and histamine production in your body, making it harder to doze off again. Insomnia is a very common disorder encompassing many different things. This is just one aspect of it, says Raj Dasgupta, MD, a sleep expert and associate professor of clinical medicine at USC Keck School of Medicine in Los Angeles. If it occurs more than a couple of times a week and lasts more than 3 months, you should be considering a chronic condition, and there could be an underlying issue at play, such as obstructive sleep apnea, acid reflux, depression, and/or anxiety, a reaction to certain meds, or night sweats from menopause, he said. Here are some ways to ease yourself back into dreamland and prevent future awakenings. This is so hard. Don't check the time. This sets your mind up for panic mode. Instead, try some relaxation techniques to get your mind and body back into sleep mode. Mindful breathing, in which you focus on your breath as you draw air into your nose and mouth, can help. Or try tensing, then relaxing each muscle, one by one, from head to toe. These exercises tell your body that everything's going to be okay, so it can feel free to go back to sleep. Pee in the dark. Melatonin is a hormone that helps regulate the sleep-wake cycle. If you have to go, don't turn on the light. That tells your brain it's morning and turns off the melatonin faucet in your head. Strategically placed night lights can guide you without having this effect. Avoid back-to-sleep sex. People who say they feel sleepier after a roll in the hay tend to be male. When you mix testosterone and oxytocin, it calms people. But when oxytocin mixes with estrogen, it seems to rev them up. So women often feel more alert after sex. Sweat regularly. Exercise's ability to regulate mood and ease depression and anxiety may be why it helps. And forget what you've heard about not working out at night. Vigorous exercise too close to bedtime might keep you up, but studies now suggest that the moderate workout an average person would be doing should be perfectly fine and not interrupt your sleep. Say no to a nightcap. An alcoholic beverage before bed will probably make you conk out, but will disrupt the deeper sleep stage that allows your body and mind to rest fully, putting your sleep cycle out of whack. That means you're more likely to wake up multiple times in the middle of the night or have poor sleep quality. And last, bore yourself to sleep. Count backward from 300 by threes. It's so mathematically complicated that you can't think about anything else, and it's so doggone boring that you're out like a light. Another technique is called cognitive shuffling. Pick a word, then come up with a new word that starts with the last letter of your chosen word. This is a good way to battle those anxiety thoughts because it's distracting, but simple enough that it doesn't keep you up. From Martha Stewart Living, some Thanksgiving side dishes for you. First, no-cook cranberry relish. If you prefer a smooth jelly, puree the relish in a food processor until smooth. Refrigerate until ready to serve. We need 1 can, 14 ounces, whole berry cranberry sauce, such as Ocean Spray. 2 teaspoons finely grated orange zest, plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice. 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 2 tablespoons finely chopped candied ginger, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper. In a bowl, stir together cranberry sauce, orange zest, and juice, cinnamon, ginger, and vinegar. Season with salt and pepper. Serve immediately or refrigerate in an airtight container for up to a week. This takes 5 minutes and makes about 2 cups. Next, sour cream and chive mashed potatoes. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 35, and it serves 10 to 12. We need 4 pounds russet potatoes, that's 6 to 7, peeled and cut into 1.5-inch pieces, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter, plus more melted for serving, optional, 1 cup heavy cream, 1 cup sour cream, and chopped chives for serving. In a large pot, cover potatoes with at least 2 inches of water. Bring to a boil, then season generously with salt. Continue boiling until potatoes are tender and easily pierced with the tip of a knife, 10 to 12 minutes. Reserve 1 cup cooking liquid, then drain potatoes and let them cool and steam a few minutes in colander. Meanwhile, return pot to medium heat, add butter. When it melts, add heavy cream and bring to a simmer. Remove from heat. Rice the potatoes into a pot or return them to the pot and mash with a potato masher until creamy. Add sour cream and stir until smooth, season to taste. If necessary, add reserved potato cooking liquid, a quarter cup at a time, until you reach the desired consistency. Serve topped with melted butter and chives. Green beans with crispy oven-fried onions. The onions can be made up to 3 days ahead and stored in an airtight container at room temp. This takes 20 minutes active and 1 hour total time. 1 hour, 10 minutes, I'm sorry, and serves 10 to 12. We need 2 small yellow onions, or 1 medium, sliced into scant 1/8-inch thick rounds, or about 2 cups. 1 cup heavy cream, 1/2 cup unbleached all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup plain dried breadcrumbs, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, kosher salt, we use diamond crystal, and freshly ground pepper, 6 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, divided, 1.5 pounds green beans, trimmed, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice. Preheat oven to 375. Soak onions in cream 10 minutes. Meanwhile, combine flour, breadcrumbs, and cayenne in a shallow dish. Season generously with salt and pepper. Drain onions, separate into rings, and toss in flour mixture until evenly and thoroughly coated. Transfer to a rimmed baking sheet. Drizzle with 3 tablespoons oil, gently tossing to evenly coat. Spread to edges in an even layer. Bake, gently stirring every 10 minutes until onions are crisp and golden brown about 30 minutes. Let cool completely before serving or storing. In a large straight-sided skillet or wide shallow pot, combine green beans, remaining 3 tablespoons oil, lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 3/4 cup water. Bring to a boil, then cover, reduce heat to medium, and simmer 5 minutes. Uncover, increase heat to medium-high, and continue cooking, stirring occasionally until water evaporates and beans are sizzling, tender, and slightly darkened, 6 to 8 minutes. Drizzle with lemon juice, season to taste, and serve warm, topped with fried onions. Martha Stewart Living. We've got some easy homemade turkey stock, you know, using your leftovers here. Drumsticks contain lots of collagen-rich connective tissue that breaks down as the mixture simmers, creating a rich, flavorful stock. A combination of drumsticks and wings may also be used. It says we need 3 turkey drumsticks, about 3 pounds total. I guess that you could mix in your wings so you don't have to have a second turkey going. 1 large onion, quartered. 2 carrots, scrubbed and halved, 2 celery stalks with leaves, halved, 1 fresh or dried bay leaf, optional, 6 parsley sprigs, optional, 1/2 teaspoon black peppercorns, and kosher salt. Oh, by the way, active time on this is 5 minutes, total time 6 hours, and it makes 2.5 quarts of turkey stock. Combine drumsticks and 3 quarts water in a stock pot, adding more water as necessary if turkey is not completely submerged. Bring to a boil, skimming any foam and impurities from the surface. Add onion, carrots, celery, bay leaf, parsley, peppercorns, and 1 tablespoon salt to the pot. Reduce heat to medium-low and simmer, partially covered, until the meat falls from the bones and broth is slightly reduced and turns light golden, 4 to 5 hours. Let cool slightly, then strain through a fine mesh sieve, discarding any solids. Stock can be allowed to cool completely and then refrigerated in an airtight container up to 5 days, or frozen for up to 3 months. Morning Glory, Thanksgiving Dinner. This is from Martha Stewart Living. Thanksgiving dinner might be the main event, but this encore presentation gives leftovers a star turn the next day. It's a hearty brunch that will feed the whole family, and it delivers maximum flavor with minimal effort. It's called Second Day Skillet Breakfast. Preheat oven to 425 with a 10-inch oven-proof skillet, preferably cast iron, on center rack. Toss 3.5 cups frozen shredded potatoes with 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, season with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Carefully remove the skillet from the oven and add 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. Let melt. Add potatoes, spreading them in an even layer. Bake, stirring once until beginning to brown on bottom and around edges, about 25 minutes. Remove from the oven. Top evenly with 1/2 cup shredded turkey, 1 cup cooked vegetables such as green beans and sweet potatoes, and 1/2 cup grated white cheddar. Make 4 indentations in the topping and crack a large egg, 4 total, into each. Season. Bake until egg whites are just set, 4 to 6 minutes. Serve drizzled with warmed gravy. And from Martha Stewart Living, Private Party. Not gonna sugarcoat it. Thanksgiving baking can be labor-intensive. To sweeten the deal, turn the scraps of excess dough from a pie crust into a delicious reward after that long day in the kitchen. First, preheat oven to 375. On a parchment-lined baking sheet, pat pie dough scraps together into an approximately 5-inch circle. Brush it lightly with heavy cream. Sprinkle with coarse sanding sugar. Bake until golden and crisp, 15 to 20 minutes. Top with fresh fruit, such as sliced pears and raspberries, and a dollop of whipped cream. Whether you share this confection with your sous chefs is entirely up to you. From Real Simple, a simple twist on a pretty cool punch. To keep the drink frosty all party long, make an ice ring by freezing water in a Bundt pan, yep, the same one you use for Nana's pound cake. Lightly coat the inside with an unflavored non-stick cooking spray, then fill to about 1 inch from the top with water. For a festive touch, add cranberries, lemon slices, or fresh herbs, like rosemary or thyme. Freeze until solid, about 5 hours. Let the pan sit on the counter for 10 minutes before sliding the ice out, then gently place the ice in the punch bowl and start ladling out that holiday cheer. It does look very festive floating around in the middle of the punch bowl there. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.